This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Okay, from the streets of New York City to London, where Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports they're not buying into this whole fiscal fiasco thing.
If any Brits were holding their breath, hearts pounding at the thought of America plunging into economic doom, Ruth Lee of the Arbuthnot Bank wasn't one of them.
I never expected them to go tumbling over the cliff. Let's be absolutely frank about this, because the consequences for the American economy would have been too severe.
Almost all analysts, investors and commentators here predicted that the US would pull back from the cliff edge at the last moment. But still, there's widespread dissatisfaction with the congressional deal to avert disaster. Jan Randolph of IHS Global Insight calls it living from cliffhanger to cliffhanger.
They've averted the worst, but only for the time being. We wait for the next cliffhanger, which is probably the debt negotiations.
There is an irony here. The US has spent the last 2 years berating Europe for failing to take decisive action to tackle its government debt, for kicking the can down the road. Analyst Louise Cooper.
This is the Americans doing just the same as the Europeans. And what's interesting is that it can only do it because their central banks are printing money.
She says printed money on both sides of the pond has bought politicians time as they grapple ineffectually with public debt. And that includes Britain, the supposed poster child of austerity. In spite of all the sound and fury about budget cutting, over the next 5 years, Britain's national debt is expected to rise by 50%. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.